Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren. We're kind of like whispering.
Why are we talking so low?
We're talking so low today because
you don't need to talk low. Everybody's up.
Well, no, not really. It's only
8:46.
Yeah, but it's
my daughter can sleep through.
Not just our daughter though.
Who else? But there's nobody else. Nobody can hear us.
Well, I just heard some people out on their balcony, so we might want to
They're not invited to speak.
Okay, fine. So this is considered day two.
I never know. When you arrive, is that considered day one?
It's considered.
So this is day three.
Day three in St. Thomas. So we are here in Frenchman's Reef, sitting on our balcony again, podcasting live from the Frenchman's Reef and Morningstar Beach Resort from Marriott. And it's quite lovely.
It is lovely. I'm feeling very guilty right now.
Oh, because there's torrential downpours in New York right now.
Yeah, and my partner, who's running our camp, has to bring it indoors. And it's a lot tougher to do stuff indoors than it is outdoors. So he's having to command the ship by himself.
Yeah.
So I'm Kevin, all I can say is I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Darren's usually like the cruise director, and he likes to come up with silly games for
Yeah, I'm more of a silly person when it comes to that type of stuff. But hopefully everything goes smoothly and hopefully problem free.
Exactly. So, but meanwhile, we've been having a really nice time here, and it's I have to say, a lot of people always say to me, "Why would you be going to the Caribbean in August?" And
I just realized those people just have no clue.
Well, no, they'd rather pay double to go in February or go in December to the same place that we're going to now.
Not us.
We don't like
paying double.
I always say when everyone sings Mizan, because it doesn't make sense. If you're going to go to a location that's warm, then just go.
You will see us in Alaska in January.
No, sorry. We do a lot of the Caribbean vacations, and we have just found that going during the summer is an idea because it's economical. It's not as crowded, which is Darren's favorite thing. He hates crowds.
I hate crowds.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of quiet here, and it's beautiful.
And it is really not any hotter here than it is back in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I look at it.
And the thing that I like here, the breezes are very, very nice. It's no, it does get warm and humid, but it's very breezy. Yesterday, we went out on a catamaran and went snorkeling with sea turtles and fish.
I will say that was what was it called?
It was called the Cat, and it was so much fun.
It was one of the best snorkeling trips I think I've ever been on. The overall thing.
Because they were very engaged.
The crew was awesome. I mean, they were just great, super friendly. You know, very informative, very clear on everything. They took us out in the water, took us to the right spots. I mean, it was just everything they did was great. And then, you know, we got a chance to see a couple of huge sea turtles come up to the surface of the water. I mean, how often do you get a chance to see that?
Exactly. Now I'm looking and there's another, I think it's a ferry or something. I don't know. They're if you hear music in the background, it's that boat out there.
I forgot what the woman's name was.
Annie?
Annie and the crew?
Was it Annie or?
Emily.
I think it was Emily.
And she was very inspiring because everybody has some type of backstory down here as to why they're here. I asked the guy who drove us in the cab, what's his name, Errol or George?
George,
who drove us in the cab, I said, what percentage of the people on the island of St. Thomas do you think actually were born here versus came from somebody else and are living here now? I mean, I guess I could have looked it up myself, but why look it up myself when I have somebody who's living here who could tell me?
Exactly.
And he said only 15% of the people on the island of St. Thomas are actually born here. Everybody else is from someplace else. So that in itself tells you something. But so Emily, I said, how did you end up here? And she said she came down here on vacation. She was visiting her sister or a family member.
She's from Ohio.
Oh, she's from Ohio. She came here, was doing something, and then she just decided not to get back on the plane, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, well, she basically said she didn't have any job.
She didn't have responsibilities. She said, that's it. I'm just staying here.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Her sister went back and she did it.
And I thought something very cool. You know, I don't want to say it's daring. Very daring.
It's
yeah.
very daring. And
but I think that's something that once we get past, you know, our kids being in college, maybe not all year round, but if we could find a place and keep going back to our favorite spot, Treasure Beach in Jamaica. You know, the place that we could live for 3-4 months of the year, maybe even five, who knows? We'll start off with three. I'm there. And speaking of which, the reason I'm even bringing up Treasure Beach, in addition to the fact we love it, is that on our Facebook photo, which you posted yesterday, which has been getting amazing responses, such as our great friend Darren from Treasure Beach commented on the photo.
What did he say?
It's a beautiful picture. Oh, so that was very nice.
Yeah, we should have said, wish we were there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we will definitely go back. And I agree with you that, you know, I have this like vision too of eventually letting go of the responsibilities and living in paradise, because life's too short, honestly, you know, and we talked about this too, that no matter what your situation is, you should always find some time to decompress, because it's just too stressful. Not to go a year without a vacation and not to find the time to take your family away. And I also feel like we are very fortunate that our kids like traveling with us, because there are plenty of people, you know, that send their kids.
They do.
And there are plenty of people that send their kids off on those teen tours, and, you know, they don't get along, and kids want to be a million miles away from them. And I always wanted to make sure that our kids like totally enjoy hanging out with us.
One of the parents, so somebody said yesterday that they were very impressed that our daughter actually grabbed our son to take a picture with him. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I guess that's true. I guess maybe not every sister would go ahead and grab their brother to take a photo.
But my comment to that was, well, that's because they've been apart for a couple of months. He was in camp. She's been working in the Hamptons. And absence makes
the heart grow fonder. Yeah,
it's true. The other shout out that we should give, I mean, because I kind of feel like for this trip, I'm eventually going to be writing, you know, all the recap on everything, but I want to come up with the top 10 of like the things that I recommend doing. And so our at the resort favorite restaurant, hands down, is Havana.
You.
Because
well,
it's
we've
the best
only
restaurant here.
Right.
Well, no, we've eaten.
That was the first night. We've only eaten.
But we've eaten so far at 4 restaurants.
We've eaten at Havana Blue, Coco Joe's.
Yeah, Aquaterra and Sunset Grill. Now, these are all the restaurants that are at the Marriott Resort. And you have to know also in terms of budget, if you're going to really go expensive, Havana Blue is the best one. And you know what? We also went to that sand beach.
Becca's
thing.
Talking about the snapper.
Yeah, she loved the snapper. So in the matter of 3 days, we have managed to eat at every single restaurant on this property.
That's what we do.
Because that's what we do. We just eat our way. And we've even ordered room service. Because our son is obsessed
Our son is absolutely obsessed with the whole idea and concept of room service.
Yeah.
He's been for a while now, and nothing has changed. He could be happy as a pig and you know what, just staying in the room, having TV on, ordering room service, and eating in bed.
Yeah.
Now, he enjoys doing all the stuff outside, too. I mean, he's not like he wants to stay in the room, but if we told him every night for dinner that we're just going to order room service, he would just be
very happy.
But he's also happy to go out to the restaurants, but he just loves that whole idea. He feels like it's, I don't know, that he's getting away with something.
I know. It's very funny. So, like, he keeps saying to us, you guys can go to dinner tonight by yourselves and I'll order
and,
room service.
Yeah, we'll order room service. I'm like, no, you won't.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
You can come out with us and then take the food back to the room and you call that room service.
Right.
Because we don't need to add the 18% gratuity on top of that, but that's okay. So, so the restaurants, they've all been very good, but one has been our favorite. And today we're going to be going to the beach and to try out everything at the beach. They have lots of different water sports and
You see the cruise ship?
Yeah, I did. I took a picture. That's a Carnival cruise ship in the distance that's coming in.
We were heavily debating whether or not we were going to go to a resort or whether or not we were going to go and take a family cruise. Because we're also
a cruising family. Yes.
Right. We do two things. We go to places during the, you know, that are somewhat atypical for people to go to during the warmer season. And we also do something that a lot of people don't like, which is cruises. I know many people I come across that say, oh, you guys, you like to go on cruises? I'm like, heck yeah, we like to go on
cruises. definitely. So we didn't do it, but like I said the other day, if we want to take a ferry to any of these other islands, we can. And the other thing was, I was given a tour of the resort yesterday by the general manager. It was really, really nice. And she was explaining there's also, you know, a lot of people sometimes don't necessarily want to go on a vacation that they don't know how much everything is going to cost. And you can come here and do an all-inclusive. So you can include all of your meals and drinks and everything as part of your deal, so that you don't have to, like, you know, going in what you're going to spend. So, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to what we're doing, which is more.
I'm curious as to how much the all in inclusive would be.
I have to check that out and see. I don't know.
I think we would be a little bit scared to see that price tag.
It might be. But you know what? You do an all inclusive when you go on a cruise. You go into one of these other, you know, resorts. So the nice thing to know is that you can do that. Plus, they also have the vacation share program here, which we met some couples that are actually doing the time. So they have a sales office downstairs where you could actually go in and you put a down payment for whatever it is. I don't know how much it is, but then you buy points. And throughout the year, you can go to any one of the Marriott Resorts locations. So there was a couple that we met that's from Texas, and they did Aruba, they've done Jamaica, and now they're doing this location. Mm. And it's a matter of you buy the points for the amount of time that you're going to
timeshare.
But you don't buy, like it used to be, my parents would buy for weeks. You'd buy a week. You don't have to buy weeks.
Does your dad still have timeshare available for you?
They unloaded.
They got rid of it?
Yeah, that was like the worst timeshare ever. We would like, my father would be like, yeah, use our timeshare. It was never available. Ever.
Yeah, it was available at the most inconvenient time imaginable.
Yeah.
Like over the Jewish holidays on Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Hey, I want to go to Italy. Yep, nothing.
No.
Nothing.
You can go one day.
Yeah, in December.
Right.
You know, it was never when we wanted to go. So we just, so that they dropped, found out that I guess Marriott bought Interval. So now, or they're, either they bought it or they combined. So now people who have the timeshare here have access to the Interval properties now too.
Hmm.
So they too can sign up, and it will never be available.
Interesting.
So I don't think we're gonna do a timeshare.
We're not a timeshare family.
We're not a timeshare because we just don't. I don't know.
It requires too much planning, right? That's like it's.
Well,
you can strain, right? Like.
But it's not really, because it's not like you're constrained to the same property. It's a matter of you're supposed to be able to have different ones.
The time, like, I don't know, I just picture timeshares as being very regimented. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think the dates that you'd want, it's the harder,
right.
You know, trying to find what dates you want.
It doesn't work for us.
No, it just doesn't. It just doesn't. So we won't do
Did
it.
Did you mention, by the way, how many iguanas are running around this place?
Oh my God. There are like a ton of them. It's like the zoo.
It's like, and I said it's like WAPO times 10 size of these.
Yeah, they're enormous.
We saw a cat yesterday outside the restaurant. I mean, not that
we think the cat was mauled by an iguana.
We think the cat may have been attacked by an iguana.
Yeah, the cat, like, its nose, its poor nose is like all red.
Bloody and stuff.
Yeah, bloody.
Because I didn't see, I mean, it's the only cat we've seen so far, so.
And we saw it earlier in the day, and I don't remember seeing its nose like that.
Although
we didn't come up close.
Yeah, but there's some people when we were going on the snorkeling trip. I can't believe how close some of the people got right next to the iguanas. One girl just had to sit down, no exaggeration, within about 2 feet. I mean, I love iguanas as much as the next person, but I'm not going to be sitting next to one.
Yeah,
because,
I don't know. You never know. They're unpredictable.
They're unpredictable. Exactly. You can never truly trust an iguana.
Well, yeah. Look at that cat.
How long have I been saying that?
Right. Look at that cat. Look at that cat. That's all I can
say. They are very cool.
Yeah. So they're running all over the property.
We should have brought Guapo with us. He would have had a good time.
Yeah. I'm sure they would have let us take it on the plane.
Yeah. What's the plane? That'd be interesting if they ask an airline what their policy is on taking reptiles on a plane.
They probably wouldn't, because it's got, like, it could transport to
Mm-hmm. Guapo on an airplane.
How he would be,
like, what his thought process would be, like, what he's actually thinking.
He's thinking it's raining today in New York.
Yeah.
It's not very nice today.
Yeah, you think he just sits with his claws folded over.
I wish I had a book.
Yeah. Speaking of books, I'm actually reading one for the first time in God
knows how long.
My reading habits are deplorable. And, And I have to say, Beth knows when there's something that will actually
resonate
with me. And this book called
The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Yeah, The Art of Racing in the Rain.
You're a really good book critic. What's it called again?
Who's the author? Stein?
Yeah, Garth Stein.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
It's very good. Actually, it makes me want to read more.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm reading The Husband's Secret right now. My mom told me to read that one.
But I can already tell from the book it's going to be somewhat sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. I can sense it already. It's going to be a sad book.
Yeah, it is. But it's really good. I read that really quickly. I'm actually up to book four now this summer. I read Summer Secrets and The Unlikely Event, The Art of Racing in the Rain, and now I'm up to Husband's Secrets. My goal is at least get through 10, but I don't know if I think I'll be able to do it.
I just don't know how people do it. I don't know how you have time. I don't know how you have time between all the stuff you have from work and all the TV and all the TV shows that you have to always binge watch.
Well, I binge read. That's why. I have an obsessive compulsive personality, and when I get into something, I have to do it. Now, this Husband's Secrets, it's taken me a while to get hooked. So I need to really dedicate myself today when we're at the beach to like reading it, because that's my mission, is to make sure that book is I plow through that book, and then I get my next book. Actually, I have my next book on my iPad. It's a Jennifer Weiner book. That's an old one. So I'm going to read this older book and then get her new one.
No more Judy Boob books?
No more Judy Boob books. I already read the In the Unlikely Event, which I highly recommended and is a New York Times bestseller, I might add.
Huh.
So that's my my summer book
reading. You think you're pretty good at spotting
bestsellers? I am. I can't say.
Not like your mom, though.
No, my mom is spot on with bestsellers. I mean, it is crazy how she picks all the bestsellers. But I'm pretty close, though. I mean, I did pick this one. I want to read The Rumor by Ellen Hildebrand, and that one I think is a bestseller right now, too. So I have to read that one. That's already a bestseller. The Judy Blume book, when I started it, was not.
Judy Blume was not a bestseller?
It was not a New York Times bestseller, and then I saw it made the list. So I'm waiting for Jane's book to make the list, too. It should. It's really good.
Huh. What's that other book that I like by her again?
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Yeah. I love saying that.
I love saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I played
Judy Blume to. But I am gonna make a commitment to finishing this book.
I think Blume should read the book.
I told him I think he would like it.
I do too. I think he really.
I think it's gonna be sad.
I don't think it is.
I don't want to be sad.
It's great the ending. Yeah, it is sad.
I don't want to be sad on vacation.
You'll get over it. So I have to say, our dog is doing okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
We got some nice posts about her, and we saw some pictures, and she seems happy. So I'm relieved, but you know.
Yeah, she's staying with our very good friends at night, and it is. It's like a little.
It's like a hotel for her. Hotel for dogs.
Yeah, and she does. She seems very happy, which makes me very happy.
Yeah.
So, and also, one of our daughter's friends took a nice little picture with one of our cats that she fits.
Yes,
yes. Great.
Our daughter is very.
Our daughter has some very good friends.
Yeah.
We're very lucky. She's very lucky. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's kids have some good friends, but there's some also kids out there that we don't care for too much. But this group of friends that our daughter has is very cool. You know?
Yeah.
Like, makes you, for the most part, makes you feel good about when she's going out and hanging out, I think.
Right.
I guess you never truly know. There's always surprises.
Yeah.
But at least this group that she's been interacting with this past summer and over the last year, a good group. And when I see what her friend did to help us out with the animals, the house, makes me feel even that much better. So, so what else we got going on today? We're going to be going to the beach.
Yeah, we're going to go to the beach. And
where are we having breakfast?
We're
going to do that panini stuff.
Oh, that's at the marketplace thing? We could do that if you want.
Can we walk there or what?
It's not even walk there. It's just right there. You just buy it and then you can go and sit anywhere with your food. It's in that Presto Market where we were yesterday.
Well, we should try to do some type of breakfast that we can get away with less than $50 today.
Okay.
Should we do that?
I mean, I don't know whether or not.
Let's make it less than a $50 breakfast. Is that possible?
Yeah, we could try. We could certainly try.
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing about our vacations, is that we eat 3 solid meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they're costing us at least, you know, on average, we think about $300 to $400 a day.
Right.
Right? If you add that up, you're talking $2,500 to $3,000 for a vacation just on food. It adds up in a hurry.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah. So, and I think our daughter wants to do that yoga.
Oh, the paddleboard yoga. It's like $40 a person.
See, but that stuff's okay. I mean, that's reasonable. It's spending $150 a person for an excursion. It's just, I don't know. $600 out of the Feldman wallet.
It is. It's a lot of money.
So you got a lot of work going on today, too?
I got some work going. All right, so
we don't need to keep talking and keep going on. Like I said, people said, keep it a little bit shorter. We'll be a lot better in the long run.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to start our day, get some breakfast. We've already had our coffee here.
I'm going to try to swim out to that cruise ship. You think I can make it?
No. I don't think so. But they're coming here because I know they're going to go shopping today.
All right, good.
All right, well, on that note.
Stay chill.
Stay chill. Thanks for stopping by.